This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. It is Thursday, and thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Thursday to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. We are in a sermon that just preached last weekend, and we're going through the book of Revelation verse by verse, and it's really exciting study. You never know where we're going to end up, and hope you enjoy today's program here. This is in from chapter 6. Chapters 6 and 7 was covered in this sermon. It's about 45 minutes long. If you would like a copy of this sermon in its entirety, please send me an email. My email address is paul@wmiefm.com. You know, God does not start or resume His plan with Israel until He's done with His plan with the Gentiles. And that's where we're going to end up in this sermon. Might not be tomorrow. It might even be Monday's program. We're going to look at that. We're looking at God's dealing with the nation of Israel. He's sealing 144,000 Jews. But you got to keep in mind that His program with Israel doesn't start until something else has to happen first. That's where we're going on this. We see as well here that some things never change. The Apostle John sees under the altar the souls or spirits. Really, that word in the New Testament's interchangeable, soul or spirit. That is the part of you that's going to leave your body when you die. Apostle Paul said, absent from the body is present with the Lord. That part is going to be present with the Lord. John saw them under the altar, and they were there because they were killed on account of the word of God. That is their Bibles. They had Bibles with them. And the testimony that they held, is Jesus Christ is Lord. Some things never change. Here is part two of this message now. Some things never change. Revelation chapter 6 and 7.
Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was told that they should rest a little while longer. Until, there's a time where it's going to end, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. So at the loosing of the fifth seal, we only see the reaction to the opening of the seal, not what happens on earth. We don't know what happened at the fifth seal. You're seeing people's reaction to it. That's all we get to see. Maybe something else is going to happen at the fifth seal. I don't know. But the answer is, he says, now chill out. And he says, here's the remote. Relax. Take thine ease. Also, this addresses the question, what happens to us when we die, right? Soul sleep or heaven? This is a proof text for heaven. So are these other texts here. Philippians 1:21, to live is Christ and to die is gain. 2 Corinthians 5:5, now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Greek word arabon. The word means engagement ring in classical Greek. This word translated guarantee. or the King James, I think they call it an earnest. The word means wedding ring, engagement ring. Now, he who has prepared us for the selfsame thing is God, who has given us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. So we are also always confident, knowing while we were at home in this body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. For we are confident, yes, well pleased rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. There's no soul sleep. When you die and leave this world, if you're a Christian, you go into the presence of the King. Hopefully, this answers this question, what happens to me when I die if I'm a believer? If you're not a believer, then you go to what I call God's green room, Hades, where the iced tea is not all that iced. Awaiting your final curtain call, when Hades will vomit you up at the great white throne, only to be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. That's what you have waiting for you if you're upset that God loves you. That's the charge over you, is God loves you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. The charge over you is God loves you. Why does that make people so mad? God loves you. That's the charge. You guys think I'm crazy. They couldn't, right, Darren? How many times did we preach this? It's just like baseball players, right? You practice the same play over and over and over and over again until you're a professional at it. But I preach the same thing twice, and you want to throw me out? Hire somebody else new who dare won't repeat himself. Football players do it, they get commended for it. A pastor does it, you throw him out the door. It doesn't make 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, that's refusing love, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. And that all might be condemned who did not receive the truth or believe in the truth. For refusing love. What a thing to die for. Friends, our friends are deceived. You wouldn't die for that. But Satan has blinded the minds of those that believe not. That's in the Bible too, isn't it? Bet your sweet bippy it is. 2 Corinthians 4:4. You and I, we need to pray that God will use us to open the eyes of people to see the truth. Now, in the meantime here, the Lamb is loosing the seals up in heaven. Remember? That's where we left off. Verse 12. And I saw when he opened the sixth seal that there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars. Sun, moon, stars. Remember these three. The stars fell to earth like a fig tree casting its untimely figs, being shaken by a mighty wind. Three things: sun, moon, stars. Now, we looked at it from the heavenly level. Let's look at this now from the ground level. Matthew chapter 24. Let's turn there. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. We've looked at it from above, from John's perspective. Now let's look at it from Jesus' perspective on the ground, on the Mount of Olives. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. It's like being a pitcher your whole life. Now you're going to switch and become a catcher. You see everything different from on the ground. Look at the first four words. Matthew 24, 29. What does it say? Immediately after the tribulation. Is it not in your Bible? Do you need another one? You got it? Immediately after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven. Sound familiar? Didn't we just look at this from up there? Immediately after that, notice when it takes place, after the tribulation, not before, not during. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will not be darkened. The sun will be darkened. Check. The moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven. And the powers that are heaven will be shaken. Verse 30. Let's go on while we're here in Matthew. Verse 30. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will wail. Wait a minute. Where have we seen that? Chapter 1, verse 7 of Revelation. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and all the earth will wail because of him. Why? Because they look up, they see Jesus, they look down on their right hand, and they see a mark right there, and then they wail. I mean, think about it. Is that going to be your response when Jesus comes back? Are you going, that word, kalpos, it means to beat one's breast in anguish. Is that going to be your response when Jesus Christ comes back? But people look up and they look down. Oh, no. They look down. They look down. And it's too late. Everything their pastor told them, their husbands, their wives, their mother, their preacher told them, all is true. It's too late at that point. That's why people are going to wail when he comes back. They look up, they look down, and they wail. Now Jesus says the same thing here. He'll appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth are going to wail, not rejoice. They guessed wrong. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound and a trumpet. And they will gather together, episynagoge, gather together his elect. Wait a minute, that's the rapture. He will gather together, episynagoge, his elect from the four winds. From one end of heaven to the other. Now, according to Jesus, that's when the rapture is. If what Jesus says matters to you. All the tribes of the earth. I know, I just upset a lot of people's theology in here. I'm not sorry about it. Unless if there's two raptures, he told you himself when this is. Verse 29, immediately after the tribulation is when the sun's going to be affected. When these things, the loosing.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.